that will give you the chances to change, because we all deserve doing. We came here to improve, aren't we? What are we talking about? We are sitting down here talking about how I can improve myself, right? This tendency is in all of us. This is why in one hand they will say, my hand belongs to him, my heart belongs to him, everything belongs to him, he's doing it, I'm not here, I'm no one. And at the same time, Maramaita is Ramait. Do you remember the stuff that he threw and say, when you throw it, you didn't throw it? Yes. Do you remember the formula? It was very simple. If there is a mistake, it's mine. If there is a credit, I'm lucky. It's not mine. This is the trick. He started with the story of the prophet. You remember? He said, first, remember, the first guy, Adam, said, Rabbana inna zalamna anfusana, our God, we did it, we are the guilty one. And the Satan said, oh my God, how did you treat me? He says, I. Here, Adam will say, we. Do you remember the same game we played with Moses? Burning the tongue, then his brother should talk. And go and so on and so on. Always think about we, not I, not us. It's always that. Yes.
That prayer traversed the seven heavens. The fortune of the miserable wretch at last became good.
Why? Simple. The prayer of the knowledgeable person, the prayer of the RF is doing it. Yes, because what's the job of the RF? What's the job of Rumi? Sitting down talking to us, giving it to everyone. This is how it works. From somewhere, that tendency in human being is intrigued. That fellow is completely changed. Therefore, there is no I for that fellow. He is here for we. So he prayed. That prayer automatically works. Yes?
For the prayer of a sheikh is not like every prayer. He is noted, and his words are the words of God. Since God asks and begs of himself, how then should he refuse to grant his own prayer?
Period. Because this guy is not asking for something. If I'm asking for something, I could look and say, shut up. But this guy is asking something for someone else to make something good. So this is what? This is the same tendency. This is the influence of the same source that we believe is there to influence, to try to make everything good. So, it's like God is praying to himself, so he will accept it. Means what? Means we are explaining how God is working? We don't know. We are talking about me. See? You should understand that when the prayer comes out of the mouth of someone who is selfless, that is it. That will do the job. Period. Yes.
The action of the Almighty produced a means that delivered him from execration and woe.
Yeah. This is how God works. Yes.
He was filling a basin in the bath. A jewel belonging to the king's daughter was lost. A jewel was lost from her earrings, and every woman in the search. Then they bolted the door of the bath fast, in order that they might first look for the jewel in the folds of the furniture. They searched these articles, but it was not brought to light, nor was any person who had stolen the jewel discovered either. Then they began to search incontinently with all their might in the mouths and ears and in every cleft. Everywhere they searched for the pearl belonging to a beauteous oyster shell. Proclamation was made, strip all, wherever ye are, whether ye are old or young. The lady-in-waiting began to search them one by one, that the marvelous pearl might be discovered.
Okay, the Siri is made up. This is what God made. Made it happen. Okay, the ring is lost. First they started with the dressing room and all of that. It was not. So they said, strip down, and one by one will be checked in all holes. Yes, we'll check your ass, we'll check you everywhere. This is the critical point. Now, the Nasu, yes.
Can I just ask, is that Latin in there?
Pardon me?
I don't have the correction in there. Do you have it? And the first part of that last...
I skipped over a couple of words in Latin.
Yes.
Inferioris.
Pseudo translations here. Yeah, they hesitate to bring in when he's going to details that, yes, they will look at all the cracks down or up or wherever it is. So, yes, they don't like to translate. I don't know why. It's very interesting to me because that Victorian culture looks ridiculous to me, because when I'm reading the Persian, honestly, because so many times I have read it, I don't see any negative stuff in here. When he says penis, okay, he says the penis, so what? Why is he saying it? And he's explaining a situation. This is not the porno, but okay, they don't like it, yes. Sorry.
Nasu, with fear, went into a private place, his face yellow and his lips blue on account of a terror. He saw death before his eyes. He went trembling like a leaf. He cried, O Lord, many a time have I turned away and broken my vows of penitence and my promises.
Why? Because there's no other way, yes. Does he have a choice? That's the good question. Should he have a choice? He had the choice, and this is what he chose. So should we give him a choice? No! Of course he doesn't. Choice is someone else's. Now he's punished, because he knows that he could be killed. Because that's the princess, and you're a man. Finished. So, he is up to here, right? Now listen to him carefully, because now he changes. He starts to talk that, okay, I did whatever was good to me, or it was me who do it, and I know that now this problem is what I make. Yes.
I have done the things that were fit to be done by me, so that such a black flood has arrived. If my turn to be searched shall come, oh, what cruel sufferings must my soul endure. 100 sparks of fire have fallen on my heart. Perceive in my orisons the smell of my heart. May anguish like this not be the infidel's. I clutch the skirt of mercy. Help, help. Would that my mother had not borne me, or that a lion had devoured me in the pasture. O God, do thou what is worthy to be done by thee, for from every hole a snake is biting me.
Okay, do you remember? I have done the things that were fit to be done by me. Now, You do whatever is fit with you. He understands that there is that superior power that you could depend on. Yes?
I have a soul of stone, and my heart is of iron. Otherwise they would have turned it to blood in this sorrow and lamentation. The time presses, and I have one moment. Act in a kingly fashion. Come to my aid. If thou wilt cover me up this time, I repent of everything that ought not to be done.
Read that again.
If thou wilt cover me up this time, I repent of everything that ought not to be done.
Not that if you say to me here, I will not do this again. I will not do anything that is not supposed to be done. Means now I understand that this is not the only negative stuff in me. This one I see. So save me from this, and I will hesitate to do anything negative. Yes.
Accept my repentance this once more, that I may gird myself with 100 belts for repentance. If I commit any fault this time, then do not hearken again to my prayer and words. Thus was he moaning while 100 tears flowed. I have fallen, he cried, into the hands of the executioner and policeman. Let no Frank die such a death. May no Mulheed have this lamentation.
What did Miss Frank? Let no Frank. Because this is, the word is French, but it's not French to, that part of the word means these bloody foreigners, the Europeans. That's what Frank is there, a Franki or Farangi.
He was uttering cries of mourning over his soul. He saw the face of Azrael nearer and nearer. He cried, O God, so often that door and wall joined with him. He was deep in O Lord and O Lord. From amidst search came the announcement.
Yes. Now is the main moment, actually. They will call him that, now it's your turn, come on, we want to search you. Yes.
How the turn came for Nazir to be searched, and how a voice proclaimed, we have searched them all. Search Nasu, and how Nasu became senseless from terror. And how, after extreme oppression of spirit, the way of deliverance was opened to him. As the Prophet of God, may God bless and save him, used to say, whenever sickness or anxiety overtook him, O distress, become severe, then thou wilt pass away.
Okay. The part was Arabic translated and the explanation, which is not too much. Yes, read the main point.
We have searched them all. Come forward, O Nasu. Thereupon he lost his senses. His spirit took wing. He fell like a broken wall. His consciousness and understanding departed. He became like lifeless matter. When his consciousness went without delay from his body, at that moment his inmost soul was united with God. When he was emptied and his existence remained not, God called the falcon, his soul, into his presence. When his ship was wrecked and every hope had failed, he was cast on the seashore of mercy. His soul became united with God. At the moment when he lost consciousness, the waves of mercy began to surge. When his soul was freed from the disgrace of the body, it went rejoicing towards its origin.
Anybody is listening? Mm-hmm. You think he's repeating? Yes, consciousness is repeating one verse. One point